I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you'd like to see my chem at Dodger Stadium from the pit, we will make that happen for you in about 20 minutes. You'll have chances throughout the entire day to win them on K-Rock, happening at 9 with us, then noon, 3 and 6 with the great Kevin Ryder, who's back on K-Rock. That's right. If you're just joining us, just coming out of a coma, just back on the radio, maybe you have a rental car, all of a sudden K-Rock's on, haven't heard in a while. Kevin Ryder's back, baby, so it's exciting, and he brings gifts to the tune of tickets for you to go to Dodger Stadium for some my chem, and we'll have your first chance to win in about 20 minutes, and then you'll win them throughout the day here on K-Rock. There's a very important message that I think could save a lot of people's relationships on the goat line.
Klein and Allie, you guys are f***ing assholes.
That's not the right one. Hold on. This is the one. It has to do with something that I was talking about last week, greeting cards and the obligation to send greeting cards, especially when it's anniversary or someone's birthday. My actual wedding anniversary is today. Today's the actual day I got married.
Am I supposed to say happy anniversary?
No, you know, it doesn't matter. But this guy, I guess, left a message to try to save my ass. Unfortunately, this is a little too late. I wish I'd heard this message over the weekend.
Okay, so I have the ultimate hack for greeting cards, you know, specifically for, like, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, things like that. So someone showed me this a long time ago, and it's got me through some good stuff.
And this guy sounds like a guy that's been through some stuff.
But you can hear it in his voice. Sure. Yeah,
but he also sounds like he's pretty confident in this hack. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time, if you are in a relationship, this could potentially save your relationship or at least get you laid.
What you do is you find a card that has, like, just the most mushiest, you know, beautiful sayings in there that, you know your girl is going to love. You take a picture of that. Then you find, you know, a funny, silly card that doesn't really have much in it. And then when you get home, you pull up your picture and you actually write down all the mushy stuff in the first card.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of genius. Think about this for a second. I know it seems simple, and yes, you could use ChatGPT to come up with something.
Well, and you're spending money on two cards.
No, you're not.
You just take a picture.
You take a picture of the first card.
Right, okay.
Take a picture of the really well-written, you know, I can't think of a day without you, you complete me, all that crap. And then you go home with the blank card or the other one, and you handwrite. You're plagiarizing, but it's because it's your handwriting, they will assume you've come up with these thoughts yourself.
But you're not going to remember. And what are the chances that you're going to do that a year from now?
Oh, I'll forget
this. The exact same thing.
Yeah,
right.
No. I'll absolutely forget this. But in theory, it's a great, rather than having to write the message where a lot of people just go, like I got yelled at, because you guys all yelled at me because all I did was sign my name.
You didn't even write, I love you. You just wrote,
it was right there.
Klein.
It's in the card. I bought the effing card, so clearly there's love there. I'm not buying a card for someone.
You're agreeing with Jake.
I don't like that.
That's good.
I don't like that at all.
Your girl's going to think that you are the most romantic, you know, just loving person, and you'll definitely get your BJ at the end of the night. All right? That's my hack of the day.
Hey, thank you for that. Oh. That could change. That could save some people's relationships, or at least get them that BJ that they oh so crave.
A beach at the end of the night, thanks to Papyrus.
It's all about that. Quick break. We're back with your news and then your My Chem tickets.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.